All right.
I'm going to pretend like I don't understand. Okay. what do you call those things that ladies sit around and make and to be put on beds? You know, to have a party where they'll all sit around and sew on these things. And they're all different colors, patchwork.
Oh, quilt. Crazy quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
What else can you put on a bed for warmth?
Cover?
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
Blankets?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children like to sleep on?
On a pallet.
Yeah. Did you make pallets when you were
kids? Yeah, when we were kids, yeah.
Was that only when company came, or was that all the time?
No, that's when company come, when they'd have the, yeah, the, well, as I call them, in-laws and outlaws, when they'd come in. And then they'd stay overnight, and the children, we'd all get on the pallets, and then the grown-ups could sleep in the bed.
Was that fun?
Oh, yeah, by the fireplace.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
But, didn't you have, weren't there 12 of you?
There were 11, well, there was 12, there was 8 boys and 4 girls.
And?
But the
and
one died.
Only 3 bedrooms?
Huh?
Only 3 bedrooms, and you all managed to squeeze in on beds?
Yeah.
Were they big
ones? Well, you see, as the time went on, the older ones, they were done left home, and then the new ones coming on up.
Well, they
see?
Were pretty spread out.
Yeah, so they would always, like I told you about that, I know all about that hand-me-down.
Yeah, I guess you do. Sure. Okay. What do you call the stuff that you put on the ground to make it better for raising crops?
Fertilizer?
What do you call the flat lowland down by a stream that's real good for growing stuff in? Have you ever heard bottomland?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay, I think it's...
Yeah.
There's water floods in the spring, and then it goes away, and it's real rich. All right, what do you call grassland? Just a field of grass and hay. So.
Just a field, I guess.
How about a meadow?
I've read of them in books, but I never knew what a meadow was.
They don't have
before. They don't have around here that I know of.
Okay. What do you call, I imagine they have these around here. There'll be trees growing in it, but it has water standing in it. All the
swamps?
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, swamp.
Okay. Would a swamp be big or small?
Well, it could be big, could be small, either one.
Okay. What's a marsh?
That's like where a bunch of grass, high grass.
Is that mostly along the sea?
That's along the riverfronts.
Oh, okay.
Around the water, what's called marshland.
Okay. What do you call a kind of soil that's part sand and part clay?
Mud? No, you wouldn't call it mud.
How about, have you ever heard of loam?
No.
How about loom? Have you ever heard it called gumbo?
No, I hadn't.
Okay. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they're... doing what?
They're draining?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing that you would dig if you were draining?
The ditch.
Okay. What do you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods, say? It's real deep. And
the gully?
Well, it's about 20 or 30 feet deep and real narrow.
The gorge?
How about a ravine?
A gorge, a ravine? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, what's a gully?
A gully to me is just a big old place that's washed out. And it's just
and a dirt road
deteriorated, date erosion.
Okay. What's a small stream of water called?
Small stream of water. Oh, that's a creek? No.
Yeah.
Or would it be a creek?
Anybody
a creek?
I think so. Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Well, you got some creeks as large.
Yeah, but is there any name for